In just a moment here, the Aldrich family. But first, this is Bob McKenzie. You may never have thought about it, but NBC spells variety and weekday listening, too. There's Bob Hope and Dave Garraway with two of the most entertaining 15 minutes in radio. Welcome Travelers bring you Tommy Bartlett and interviews with visitors to the Windy City, while each weekday evening, John Cameron Swayze gives you a capsule commentary on the sidelights on the news. Yes, day in and week out, your best bet in radio is this station. And now it's the Aldrich family on NBC.
Yes, it's the Aldrich family as transcribed, written by Clifford Goldsmith. ...117 Elm Street in Centerville is a house like many other houses, and it might be a very solemn and staid place if there weren't a boy in it. And when that boy is a typical teenager like Henry Aldrich, well, it's a place where unexpected things are always happening. The scene opens in one of Centerville's grocery stores. The time is afternoon.
Hello, hello.
Hello?
Hello, Mother, this is Henry.
Who?
Henry Aldridge, your son.
Oh, is everything all right, dear? Are you all through at the store?
Practically. I just wanted to tell you, though, they're all out of mincemeat, and I've been to two other stores.
What's that? They don't have any mincemeat at all?
No. Mr. Preston said people shouldn't let their shopping go till the day before Thanksgiving. He said that...
Dear, I don't care what he said. It's going to be a blow to your father. But I guess he'll have to be satisfied with pumpkin pie.
I know, but they don't have any pumpkins either.